Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for 5th Sunday of Easter year A. First reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 33. Second reading will be taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 9. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Look No Further Than Our Lord Jesus. If we have an attitude of a nihilist who doubts the realities of truth, a pragmatist whose truths are confined to benefits, a Gnostic who considers only verifiable truth, or a fideist whose convictions are based on faith alone, then the Lord's truthful assurances in today's readings will make no sense to you, for they are spiritual convictions revealed to and discovered by those in God's life and exemplified by those who have copied well the Imago Dei and willing to share the truths of their faith in Christ Jesus. Now, let us pause for a moment to review those truthful assurances and projections. The Lord says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. And to have seen me is to have seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? Now let us pause again to ask ourselves a question. What is the Lord saying to us? The Lord is asking us not to look beyond Him, in essence, for He has offered us a life with a way to discover who we are and what we ought to be, which relates to our being in the mind of God. In other words, my brother, my sister, our Father in heaven, through our Lord Jesus, has tabled before us the way to attain the truest notion of success, security, joy, happiness, and peace in this world. All we have to do is to believe in Him and realign with God in Christ Jesus and His original plan for us. In other words, we are called to rediscover ourselves in Christ Jesus. Thus, faith is required to discover and assimilate the one and only life that offers us, offers you, offers me the power to attain and become the truest possible and most successful version of ourselves. In other words, faith in Christ Jesus is the major life-changing step that motivates us to become images of true success, joy, and happiness in this world. Therefore, our life of faith is a treasure that must be guarded because we become complacent when it is compromised. Hence, St. Peter insists in today's second reading that we must set ourselves close to the Lord, the living stone, so as to become living stones and exemplars of greatness and signposts of hope and happiness. In other words, my brother, my sister, nearness to the Lord is transformative. That is, we are led to rediscover the truth about our existence and God's perfect plan for us. Romans chapter 12. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must not forget that He made us and we belong to Him. Thus, if we feel neglected like the Hellenists in today's first reading, if we feel cheated and defeated by the elites and political class, if we are heartbroken and pained by a rigged election or betrayed but craving for a breakthrough, then we must look no further than our Lord Jesus. He has made the salvific step towards us. Now is the time to discover in faith and prayer the truths about His nearness to us. In other words, now is the time to rediscover what God has done and what God will do in your life when you call upon His name. And having called upon His name, we must learn to wait for our own hour of glory, our own hour of grace, our own hour of transformation. For the word of God reminds us today, for the man who rests his trust on the precious cornerstone will not be disappointed. May the Lord, in His infinite mercy, find us. May the Lord, in His infinite mercy, help us too to find Him. And may He keep us in His love. Bless us, protect us, revive our drooping spirits. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.